Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 486 for Wednesday, July 22nd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market chalked up some minor gains Wednesday due to currency issues and technicals. Canola values were anywhere from $1.30 to $4.60 stronger. The most active November contract was up $1.30 at $521.10 per ton. The Canadian dollar was weaker against its American counterpart, which made canola more attractive to international buyers. The nearby contracts enjoyed support at the $520 per ton mark. However, sharp losses in U.S. soy oil and mild losses in soybeans limited the gains. Recent moisture across various parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan also helped to alleviate some of the damage done by drought-like conditions across the two provinces. Chinese demand for oil seeds is said to be sluggish right now. Many traders are speculating about how big the 2015-16 canola crop will be. Yesterday's estimates from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada suggested production would be down from 14.925 million tons in June's forecast to 14.3 million tons. The CWB went one step further, estimating the 2015-16 crop at 12.180 million tons. The CWB is currently hosting a tour of crops in Western Canada and is scheduled to release estimates on quality on Friday. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were down 7 to 10 cents, with the most active November contract down 9 at $9.95 per bushel. Improving weather across the U.S. Midwest was bearish for prices, as was recent forecast by the USDA, which suggests that yield quality is improving. There's word 120,000 tons of U.S. soybeans have been booked for delivery to China, which surprised analysts. Corn was 3 to 4 cents weaker, with the most active December contract in Chicago at $4.13 per bushel. The weather has been favorable for development of the corn crop throughout the Midwest. Dry conditions in the eastern half of the region have helped to dry out the waterlogged fields there, while rains in the northwest have helped drought-stressed crops there. Already, there are some reports of better-than-expected crop conditions from analysts. Demand for ethanol is down. Today's report indicates stocks fell 0.1 million barrels. U.S. wheat was 8 to 10 cents weaker, with the most active September contract checking in at $5.15 a bushel. There are ongoing worries about the state of U.S. supplies. A recent tender by Egypt showed that U.S. wheat is generally $25 a ton more expensive than its competitors. As well, overfilled elevators in the U.S. are lowering their bids for soft red winter wheat due to quality issues, leaving some farmers with prices of just $2 a bushel. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, July 22nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.